Certified Financial Planner is an innovative, comprehensive, informative, and cutting-edge podcast that discusses financial topics ranging from personal finance, economics, politics, and personal growth. Simply Financial will cover intriguing and thought-provoking questions so that the listener can simply increase their financial IQ.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode number 19 of the Simply Financial Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Calandra. Today's episode is titled Last Minute Retirement Planning Strategies. I want to review a few things that you can do as you close in on retirement. First off, save like crazy. Secondly, reduce or eliminate debt. Number three is consider where to live. Number four, create a budget. Number five, have an income plan. And number six, develop your investment plan. So number one, save like crazy. Be focused. As you close in on retirement, you want to pile away as much money as you possibly can. Think about it. This is likely to be your last contributions to 401ks, IRAs, Roth IRAs. So you want to put as much money away as possible, giving yourself the best margin for error. Number two is reduce or eliminate debt. Ideally, you will enter retirement debt-free. Of course, there's a lot to be said for being debt-free well before retirement, but I think it's very important and greatly increases the chance that you have a successful, fulfilling retirement if you could be debt-free when you enter retirement. If anything, you could have a manageable mortgage, meaning that you don't have some outsized mortgage debt relative to your assets, and that you have a manageable payment. You don't want to have a mortgage payment of 40% of your expected retirement income. You will be strangled by that payment. So ideally, enter retirement debt-free. If anything, you have a manageable mortgage debt and a manageable payment. I believe that you should have little to no consumer debt. No credit cards, no RV loans, hopefully no car loans. You are debt-free on day one when you retire. Number three, consider where to live. This is partly an economic decision. Of course, sometimes by moving, you could save money. But it's also, and for many people, more importantly, it is a lifestyle decision. So do you stay put in the home that you're in? Is that where you'd like to be when you retire? And it doesn't necessarily have to be the rest of your life. Let's just call it the early phase of retirement. Does it make sense to stay put financially and lifestyle-wise? Many people opt to downsize, again, partly to save money, but it may reduce your need to do yard work, upkeep, that kind of thing. Do you want to relocate in retirement? A lot of our clients in Connecticut especially are deciding to move to another state when they retire. Florida, where we also have an office, being the number one destination for people who move out of the state of Connecticut. Do you want to relocate? Maybe to a different town, perhaps a different state. Some people even move to a different country. But do you want to relocate? Do you want to buy a second property, a lake house, a property out of state, maybe in the warm weather if you're staying in the north? These are the things you want to think about. I'll also throw in the north, a lot of people snowbird where they may not move and they may not buy property elsewhere, but they will spend 1, 2, 3, 4 months in another state enjoying warm weather and living a good retirement lifestyle. So consider where you're going to live and where you're going to spend most of your time throughout retirement. Number four is budget. I know budget is a dirty word to a lot of people. Americans, by and large, do not like budgeting. But this, if there was ever a time to have a budget, as you close in on retirement, this is the time to create a budget. It could be very, very detailed, or it could be an overview, but you do need, in my opinion, some type of budget that spells out how much income you're going to need to cover your base expenses, heat, light, electricity, gas. But the fun part comes in building into your budget what you want to do now that you've gotten to retirement, the enjoyable things you want to do, maybe even some bucket list items, traveling, eating out, fishing, whatever you want to do, build a budget that respects your interest in doing things now that you've reached retirement. So you need to have a budget. It doesn't have to be a 40-hour ordeal, but you need something. So that's number four. Number five, have an income plan. Identify in your financial plan where you are going to draw income from. Social Security, pensions, rental income, income from investments. You might have sold a business and are getting an income payout for a period of time. You have your budget now, so you know how much you would like to spend to live the lifestyle you would like. Now we have to look at the income. Make sure that the income can sustain what the budget calls for. Otherwise, you're going to have to leave step five and go back to step four and make some adjustments in your budget. The income plan has more complexity than we're going to cover here. For example, do you take your pension in a monthly lifetime benefit, or do you have spousal protection, or you might have a choice of taking a lump sum instead of a lifetime income. We could debate whether you take Social Security right away at normal retirement age, or if you wait to maximum Social Security retirement age. We could debate the pros and cons of having rental income, income from investments. Then the question becomes, if you're going to take money from your investments, do you take it from your IRAs first or your non-IRAs? Where do the Roth IRAs fit in, assuming you have them? But you want to have an income plan. Where you're going to get income from, if you need extra income, to identify where you have some slack in the plan, where you could draw extra income from. And this is a very, very important part of your last minute retirement planning strategies. Lastly, number six is have an investment plan. Now that you've developed your budget, you've developed your income plan, you've considered where you're going to live, you've tackled debt, you've been saving like crazy, you want to make sure that your investment plan that might have been perfectly suited for what you needed while you were still working and still in the accumulation plan, you want to look at your investment plan, all of your accounts, all of your investments, each of your positions, and make sure it matches up with the retirement plan that you now have. It's very common for the investment plan to change. Maybe small changes, could be radical changes, but you're going to make sure that your investment plan matches up with your retirement goals and objectives. You want to assess your risk, as an example. I don't want you to be too anxious to become overly conservative. Somebody who retires, say, at age 65 has a 20-year life expectancy. So we find some people are too anxious to become too conservative, not recognizing that they still have a long life expectancy, hopefully a long life expectancy, and that they will need their money to work hard for them for quite a bit of time. So you want to assess risk. You want to make sure that the accounts make sense. A classic example is most people, when they retire, they will choose to roll over their 401k to an IRA, so that they eliminate their former employer from the picture in retirement. It's not a requirement, but it's something that is very common. People often want to do. There's a lot of advantages to doing that, but that's something to explore as an example of changes you may want to make in your investment plan. So for last minute retirement planning strategies, number one, save like crazy. Number two, reduce and or eliminate debt, especially consumer debt. Number three, consider where to live. Number four, create a budget. Number five, develop an income plan. And then number six, make sure your investment plan matches up with all of the other last minute retirement planning strategies. If you'd like to discuss this more thoroughly with us, we'd love the chance to do so, whether you're a client or not, to talk about how you could plan for your retirement. And we'd love to have that conversation if you're closing in on retirement or if you're much farther away. If you're a millennial, we'd love to have the discussion with you about how we could help with your planning. You could get more information about me and the team here at Elliott Wealth Management Services by visiting our website. It's www.elliottwealth.com. Elliott has two L's and two T's. At the website, as I said, you could get more information about us. You could also sign up for a complimentary, no-cost consultation. We can do that in person if you're near one of our three offices, or it's very common, especially with today's crazy world, to do a webinar type meeting where it's a remote meeting. You could subscribe to the podcast at this website, and you could also sign up for our mailing list. We'd love the chance to speak with you. I hope you found this information valuable. I will be back with you on an upcoming episode of the Simply Financial Podcast very soon.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of Sage Point Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with Sage Point Financial.